I'm tired of staying home every night while you dropping it like it's hot, and I don't think that's right. I'm tired, I can't take this thing no more. I'm gonna put my foot down and walk out that door, and I'm gonna party on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like you did every night. I'm gonna party on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until the morning light. They said two wrongs don't make it right. But it's hard why you stay gone every night. Hanging out with Judy, Betty, and Susie, while I'm here at home looking crazy. I don't have to worry no more, 'cause girl, I'm gonna hit the door. I'll be back late at night, ain't no need to fuss or fight. And it's real the way you made me feel. Now I'm gonna party on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like you did every night. I'm gonna party on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until the morning light.
I'm sorry, LJ. Hanging out with the girls?
No, you said that last time. Baby, here I am every night cooking hamburger and helping things for the kids.
Please, LJ. I'm going to be right this time.
Out there hanging with your girls and things, they ain't no good either. You know what? It's time for me to drop it like it's hot.
Drop it.
It's too late to turn around. I'm leaving without a fight. Don't have to watch your kids no more. Until the day I walked out the door. I got my fingers popping, yeah. And all the women in the club are dropping. Don't have to worry about cooking the clean, because tonight I'm a mean machine. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like you did every night. I'm gonna party on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until the morning. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like you did every night. I'm gonna party on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until the morning light. It's too late to turn around. I'm leaving without a fright. Don't have to watch your kids no more. Until the day I walked out the door.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Popping, and all the women in the club are dropping.
Ooh.
Don't have to worry about cooking or cleaning, because tonight I'm a mean machine.
Yes. Ain't got what your kids no more.
All right, Mr. Eccles.
LJ Eccles.
I'd like to know how that's covered, but okay.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, I like that. I like that jam there. Hey, folks, this is Monday Night Madness. Hey, we're coming at you. What a way to start off your week, Professor.
Hey.
Man, I am telling you, Monday Night Madness is a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a fair thing. Hey, and get used to it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is the hottest party around the globe right now.
You got it.
What else is happening tonight? Monday night? Monday Night Madness.
Yeah, that's it. You're in the right place.
As a matter of fact, football season is approaching, right?
Right.
And I know you guys love your Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Got a suggestion for you.
Yes.
You know how to have a party.
How?
You invite a whole bunch of friends on, turn the game on, turn the volume down on the TV, and turn up Monday Night Madness.
Yeah.
Hey.
How about that?
Hey, Professor, what's going on, Brandon?
Oh, what's going on tonight is part 3 of Southern Soul.
Yes.
So if you've been enjoying this throughout the past couple of weeks, then you're in luck. This is our part 3, possibly, maybe our last, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, because see, we got a whole lot of music here. I don't know, Professor. You know, you send in a bunch of music.
I know.
And we download that, right?
Or yeah,
we upload it. You know, we upload the music.
Right.
And then I have to add a little extra, you know, like maybe 20, 30 other songs to
20
it.
20
maybe 40. The playlist is growing because I believe you sent me in 60, right? Oh, okay, I have
is
a confession to make.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you. Oh, that much.
Okay.
Well, you sent me 60 songs. Okay, and now we're up to 223. How did that happen?
Wait a minute. Of Southern Soul?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I don't know. I must have slept. No, I wasn't asleep. I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. No. I wasn't sleepwalking. Okay, it was
no.
all. It was all intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, look, let's have fun with
We're going to have some fun. We've got a whole bunch of jams. We're going to, oh boy, we've got some Bobby Blue Bland. Oh, some Marvin Cease, ZZ Hill, Wendell B, Miss Jody.
Can't go wrong.
Jeff Floyd, Willie Clayton, Denise LaSalle.
Yes. Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got some Maze too. How did I get it? Well,
okay, good.
B. Buchanan. Okay, that's right. Oh boy.
You'll get maids at a Southern Soul party.
Absolutely. Look, I'm telling you right now. Mm-hmm. I've got something for you. Bobby Blue Bland. Then we'll come back and tell people about Monday Night Madness. Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay,
let's
get it right now.
All right.
Turn on your love light. Let it shine.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. You took it, darling, and you tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said your love for me was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on the light. Let it shine on me. Turn on your love light. Let it shine on me. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. I want to know what I get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, darling, to make things all right. Come on, baby. Come on, please. Come on, baby. Baby, please. Shut on the light. Let it shine on me. Shut on your love light. Let it shine on me. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. Just a little bit higher. A little bit higher. Come on, baby, come on, please. I'm begging you, baby, I'm down on my knees. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. I feel all right, I feel all right.
I feel all right. Bobby Blue Bland, we got more Bobby Blue Bland coming up, and we've got a whole lot more, Professor.
Do you know who covered that number?
I
get a load of this.
Please.
The Grateful Dead.
Turn
on your love light. Yeah, and I'm going to check that out one day.
Please, I haven't heard it by them.
Yeah.
Well, you got some information over there or not?
Well, it was a well covered song, particularly among rock musicians. Van Morrison's band, Them, in 1966 also recorded it as well. So,
you dropping some gems. I had no idea. Monday Night Madness, this is what I'm saying. That's what we were saying earlier. It is a thing, folks. Put it on your calendar each and every Monday night. It is musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin. Hey, that's it, man. I'm telling you, it doesn't get any gooder than this. It doesn't get, as a matter of fact, it gets gooder and gooder and gooder. We coined that phrase, okay?
Okay.
So if anybody else, you hear from somebody, just tell them they need to pay us.
Mm.
All right, yeah, okay. We don't want to hear the checks in the mail. Okay, we'll do something different. Electronic.
Okay.
Let's do
that's
that.
It.
Oh, my God. Monday Night Madness, what is it, Professor?
Monday Night Madness is an exploration. It is an exploration throughout time, throughout various roles of people and history, in which we take a theme, a subgenre of R&B, I don't know, a record company, recording studio, anything, in which we will spend 3 hours investigating this music and the people who are behind this music. And so, with the people behind the music, we want to know, where were they born? How did they grow up? What was happening in their lives when they were recording this music? What was happening when they were recording this music? What was happening out on the road? What was happening when they were meeting with executives in the record companies? And you have 3 hours of this music. You have 3 hours of this beautiful music in which, you know, that you can just chill out to, or you can cut a rug to. Okay, and tonight you're going to be cutting a rug quite a bit, and there are also going to be some times when you will snuggle with your boo, but please keep in mind that the WB and myself, we are not responsible for anything that you wish not to happen this evening.
That's right. We have no riders that will cover any hip injuries.
No.
Nothing like that, okay? No. So you so watch it. And we invite you, hey, have a great, great time, okay? But don't sit in the claim and say, hey, look here, I got damaged because I was jamming too hard to the buzz. Monday Night Madness, okay. No, that's not going to fly. But anyway, just have fun in the meantime. But please tell a friend to tell somebody else to tune into this magnificent, magnificent station and this amazing, amazing broadcast. You know, Monday Night Madness, I tell each, tell the audience each and every week, I learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it should be a curriculum somewhere. We've been talking about this for years.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, great things take time to build, you know, and and to bring to fruition, and this is what we're going to do. Okay. Got some old Bobby Blue Bland for you. If you don't mind, just kick back, grab a glass right now, because this one right here is a little deep, because ain't no love in the heart of the city.
All right.
Bobby Blue Flag.
Ain't no love, ain't it a
Bobby Blue Bland, Robert Calvin Brooks, also known as Bobby Blue Bland. He was born in 1930.
Mm-hmm. Professor. Correct.
All right, let's see. Germantown, Tennessee blues, soul blues, R&B and soul, arranger, vocals. Now, let's talk about the vocals for a little. One of the most unique voices of that I've heard, and I just love his voice,
mm-hmm.
especially that growl. Is the growl. Man, look, dude, this dude is bad, right? But what I didn't know, he developed a sound that mixed gospel with blues and R&B. Now, I knew that part, but he mm-hmm. was also described among the great storytellers of blues and soul music. He created a tempestuous areas of love, betrayal, and resignation set against rolling dramatic orchestras. It is rolling dramatic orchestrations and left the listener drained but awed.
Okay.
He was also, this doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
This part, it doesn't surprise me. Let's see, he was also sometimes referred as the lion that growled.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can hear that.
Okay. Bobby was inducted to the Blues Hall of Fame in 1981, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992, and the Memphis Music Hall of Fame in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
He received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1997. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame described him as second stature only to B.B. King as a product of Memphis Beale Street Blues. We've all heard about Beale Street in Memphis, haven't we?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But what an amazing talent.
An amazing talent. He was also known as the Sinatra of the Blues. And you can also hear this in his voice as well, that he was also influenced by Nat King Cole.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, amazingly, though, he left us in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a little surprise for you, Professor.
It wasn't
on the original list, but I added this one.
Okay.
Robert Cray.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's hear some.
Ain't Nothing But a Woman.
Going into blues tonight, aren't you? Nice. Nice.
Let's do this. Ain't Nothing But a Woman.
Thank you.
Smoking Gun, Robert Cray.
Do you remember that about almost 40 years ago, 30-odd years ago with this?
This song?
Yeah.
No, I don't, but I tell you what. Mm-hmm. I did, I became a Robert Cray fan, I think. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It had to be about 15 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I had the pleasure of seeing him live.
Oh, really?
Downtown Disney
in Florida?
No. In California.
Oh, of course. Duh.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's mm-hmm. okay. Because a lot of Disney people equate it to Florida. It just depends on what coast you're on.
Yeah.
Whether you have Disneyland in California at mm-hmm. Disney World in Florida. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I saw him at Downtown Disney. Wow, wow, wow. That's the Buena Park. It's called Buena Park in California, next to Anaheim. Uh-huh. If you've ever been in, you know, in California.
Right.
And it's only like maybe an hour from L.A., if you're lucky. Depends mm-hmm. on traffic, right? But anyway, downtown, and I was in this venue, and capacity couldn't have been no more than about 300 people, but standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Robert Cray was there, and it was on fire.
And you're talking about one of the highly respected musicians who just had a brief glint of mainstream success.
It's a shame, man. If you've ever seen him in person, mm-hmm. and listen, I would go back to see him today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, like I say, it was standing room only, mm-hmm. and it was. There was no rugs, but we cut up the floor. Mm-hmm. It was truly awesome, man. Mm. This cat, not only is he a brilliant guitarist,
yeah,
but he's a great singer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it mm-hmm. was just absolutely amazing. What do mm-hmm. you know about him?
Well, of course, what I remember the most is the Strong Persuader period.
Ooh.
Back in 1986. And mm-hmm. that song you played, Smoking Gun, that was the hit. That was the big hit. And, you know, you got to remember, that was the 80s, the time of crossover music.
Uh-huh.
And he opened, well, he brought the blues to a wider audience. But then the white audience began hearing about him. Now, you know, everyone knew about John Lee Hooker mm-hmm. and B.B. King, those folks. But he was sort of viewed upon at that time as sort of the next generation of giant blues men,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
And he just had so many mainstream accolades, and, you know, he worked with Keith Richards and Tina Turner, you know, and then I remember him telling Rolling Stone that when he had to go back to the studio to record the next album after Strong Persuader, industry professionals were concerned about him. Because it was like Strong Persuader was so explosive. I mean, a blues album. He had number 13 mm-hmm. on the U.S. Billboard album charts in heavy MTV laden 1986. Okay. You're number 6 in Australia. Okay. Number 5 in New Zealand. Okay. All of this is going on, and you know, you're playing on stage with Chuck Berry and Keith Richards and everybody. How are you going to follow that up? And he said to them, he told them, we're just going to walk in and we're just going to do it. Yeah. We're not going to think about it.
That's it.
Yeah. You know. And the next album, it wasn't his second. That was his fourth. Strong Persuader was his fourth. He just blew up. But the next one, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, did well. It was maybe a step down in popularity, mm-hmm. but it still did well.
He's Strong Persuader. I remember, and speaking of the audience and mm-hmm. Crossing over, like I said, when I was Downtown Disney, mm-hmm. I was surprised because 98% of the crowd was white.
Yeah.
They loved him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh my God. And man, I just, like I said, if I see him again, if he comes to town, I have to go to see him.
Which is a concern, I believe the community has on what is the state of, blues music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's still going, something that as organic as blues to come from the community and from post-slavery.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it going to stay in the community?
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of storytelling, his songs, they tell a story. They definitely tell a story. I have a couple more if it's okay with you, Professor.
Please,
we're
going to
play that. And this is also off of that Strong Persuader album. And this was, oh my goodness. Oh, I like this one. Foul Play. Yes.
It's Wednesday night. My woman's out. Once again, I'm home alone. Lately, every Wednesday night, she's late getting home. She phones from work at quitting time. Says the boss asked her to stay. She said she's made.
just like I fantasized, just like I fantasized. Opened up my door and smelled her sweet perfume. Opened up my arms and felt her satin skin. She said, I'm yours tonight. A fire glowed in her eyes. Just like I fantasized. Just like I fantasized. Just like I fantasized. She waits on tables at my favorite cafe. I tease and tempt her with games we can play. This evening with dinner, she served me a smile. She says, I'll be by when I get off tonight.
Oh, yeah. Billy Ray Charles.
Now use talking.
There's a rat loose in my house.
Oh!
Check this out.
My icebox is empty. Every time I get home from work, it ain't supposed to be like that, cause I just bought some neck bones and some chitlins and... My icebox is empty. Every time I get home from work. Somebody been eating up all my food. And having my woman for dessert. Ooh, y'all know that ain't right. But check this out. My blue suit's missing. It's missing, it's missing. Y'all don't know how bad it makes me feel. Used to like that suit.
My suit?
Had velvet round the collar. My blue suit's missing. It's missing. Y'all don't know how bad it makes me feel. And when I ask my baby about it, she said, Billy Ray, I gave that blue suit to the Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Now, you know that sounds like a lie to me. Look at here. I'm going to set a trap. I'm going to beat him at the game he plays. I'm going to leave his favorite food. And his favorite negligee. I'm gonna sneak back and catch him in the act. I'm gonna shoot that rat, y'all.
Oh,
with a hunting back, y'all. I got a rat loose in my house, y'all. And he only comes out when I'm not at home. I got a sink full of dirty dishes. And my bed, Lord, Lord, is full of crumbs. Come on with it. Come on with it, y'all. Catch that rat.
Catch that rat. Oh, there's a rat loose in my house. Professor, you were rocking to that one, man.
Oh. But that guitar, you see, that's what it is.
I heard it.
You know, that's, you know, he's taking
Billy
that.
Billy Ray Charles.
Yeah, Billy Ray Charles taking that old B.B. King kind of style. And you'll find him, folks, on the Malico label. That was off of the album Southern Soul, My Way, but a very basic straight ahead blues number there, and a critic called him a juke joint Barry White.
Okay.
Did you recognize that?
Man, oh man, look, I'm telling you, boy, I was jammed to that. We've got some more coming. Folks, if you like this, please share it with somebody. And I want to invite you right now to go to the website. Okay, that's many of you are listening on the app. And in case, you know, you don't have the app, I'll give that to you as well. I'm talking to our friends on Facebook and Twitter right now. As a matter of fact, if you're on Facebook, you might want to go to Twitter. And better still, you want to download the app, studiowbuzz.com. No, I'm sorry, studio.w for the Apple app and just simply Studio W for Android.
Okay.
The website is studiowbuzz.com. And if you want to hear this show again or just share it with somebody, especially a friend, then you go to the website, click the on-air tab, and there's a drop-down that says Archive Shows. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to hear this one tomorrow in about 24 hours, okay?
Nice.
So in case you missed it, all right? So let's do that. And also available on Alexa. Just tell Alexa to launch Studio W or play Studio W. See which one works for you. We've got more for you. Is that Artie Blues Boy White?
Oh, yeah.
Lattimore, some Marvin C. Oh, my God. Poonanny. Ooh. Okay. All right, folks. This is Monday Night Madness. Oh, boy. I tell you, hey, this is a happening. And so we tell you, kick back, grab a glass, but you might want to get up and move some furniture from time to time because it gets like that around here. So anyway, got some, like I said, Artie Blue Boy White. Let's get it right now. Uh-oh. We're talking about that down home blues now. Way down.
You just get me crazy about you, baby. Can you tell me another one?
Listen, baby, about that bad misunderstanding we had, I know it really broke your heart. Well, I want you to know how sorry I am about that. And I'm even more sorry now that we're apart. But you see, there were so many things that I wanted to explain. You just ran straight from my arms, right into the arms of another man. A man who's got the worst reputation in town. I hate to be the one to tell you this, baby. I think he's gonna let you down. 'Cause you see,
Why are you taking a chance on this? Ooh, baby, he's a bad risk. You might end up on his hurt list. I know he came on to you, baby, like he's so very nice. Oh, but before you fall in love with him, baby, you better think about it twice. Oh, tell ya, he's a bad risk. Why are you taking a chance on this? Ooh, 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 he's a bad risk. You might end up on his hurt list. I heard all your friends saying you were gonna give him all your love. Oh, but you better think about it, baby, before you make another mistake, girl. I tell ya, he's a bad risk. Why you taking a chance on this? Ooh, ooh, he's a bad risk. You might end up on his hurt list. Would you leave a thief? Would you leave a thief in your home? Well, then don't feel sorry, baby, when you come back and find all your possessions gone. I tell you, he's a bad risk. Why are you taking a chance on this? Ooh, 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 he's a bad risk. You might end up on his hurt list. Baby, it's just a little fun. After he gets what he wants, may not see him again. He's the kind that's gonna hit and run. Oh, say he's a bad risk. Why are you taking a chance on this? He's a bad risk. You might end up on his hurt list. Oh, he's a bad risk. Why are you taking a chance on